The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, an update. Joe Biden, late yesterday, no regrets at all. None whatsoever. Meanwhile, the same guy that was saying, how did this happen? How, it's so irresponsible. Talking about Donald Trump, you know, the cadaver that he is. But anyway, so he said, no regrets over handling classified information. Here's what he said.
As we found a handful of documents were failed, were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
No, there were documents there in four different places, Joe. Top secret classified documents. Joe, how? How'd that happen? How did this? So irresponsible. Anyway, I think I'm funny. I'm not. Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, has been twisted in a pretzel all week. I mean, the White House has let her hang out to dry with no answers at all whatsoever. Here's a montage of that.
What I can tell you right now is what the president is share with you what the president said to all of you, right? Which is he was surprised by this. He definitely, truly respects the process here. And also when it comes to classified, he takes classified documents very seriously. That search was completed last night. And now this is in the hands of the Justice Department.
So we should assume that it has been completed.
You should assume that it's been completed, yes. Right? They completed the search with documents being found last night. I have answered your questions almost every day on this issue. And again, anything else that you may have, anything that's related to the review, I would refer you to the Department of Justice. You guys can ask me this 100 times, 200 times if you wish. I'm going to keep saying the same thing.
Are you upset that you came out to this podium on Friday with incomplete and inaccurate information? And are you concerned that it affects your credibility up here?
Well, what I'm concerned about is making sure that we do not politically interfere in the Department of Justice, that we continue to be consistent.
Now, Christopher Wray was at the FBI director was at the World Economic Forum. They talked about how the FBI needs to partner with big tech companies. That already happened in the lead up to the 2020 election. The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019. They could have verified it. Well, I'm certainly sure within 30 days, that would be the maximum time they need, because there's pictures of Hunter, videos of Hunter, emails from Hunter, Hunter smoking crack, Hunter with hookers. You got Hunter with, you know, doing all sorts of things, Hunter implicating his father. But anyway, so they lead up this effort and lead up to the 2020 election. You got this guy, a special agent, fairly newly hired because he wrote a thesis on the 2016 election about how Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 presidency, which is a lie. He was heading up the effort to meet weekly with all the big tech companies and warn them about, quote, disinformation campaigns from foreign adversaries. And there might even be information, according to the site integrity head at Twitter, this guy, Mr. Roth, it might even be about Hunter. Oh, really? So when the New York Post broke the story about Hunter's laptop, well, they have been prepping all these big tech companies not to print such information. And they systematically teamed up to coordinate an effort to hide information from the American people that was true about Joe and Hunter Biden. Anyway, this all comes to a head. A pretty powerful article that was on FoxNews.com, and it was written by Nicole Parker. She has an incredible life story. She was working for Merrill Lynch on September 11, 2001, on the top floor of the World Financial Center in New York City. She watched up close the horrific, deadly terrorist attacks. They evacuated their building. They got to safety, thank God, thanks to the efforts of the NYPD. We lost, as I've said so many times, 2,977 of our fellow Americans, the worst attack on our soil and on the history of this country. Anyway, it changed her. She left her multi-billion dollar hedge fund in 2009. There were 45,000 people that year that applied to be FBI agents, and only 900 made the cut. But she tells why she left the FBI. Here she is, Nicole Parker. Welcome to the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to get out your background because the reason you chose to do this was something that was like a calling to you. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, Sean. It was a mission. Most agents that join the FBI, there's a higher purpose. You know, I was in the financial sector prior to joining the FBI, and much more lucrative to work at a multi-billion dollar hedge fund than to work for the FBI. But I wasn't motivated by making money. I knew the morning of September 11th of 2001 that it was the efforts of heroic individuals such as NYPD officers that helped lead me and my colleagues and others to safety. And I knew that day that God had protected me and that I wanted to do something in the future to give back and to serve. And so the FBI was the vehicle which I selected to give service back to this country. I have been so blessed, and I believe that where God gives you a lot, where much is given, much is required. And I just wanted to give up back and serve the people of the United States of America.
You were only about 8 years away from retirement. You served over 12 plus years at the FBI. Why did you write this article? And more importantly, why did you walk away from the FBI and why did you leave?
Like I said, I didn't join the FBI for a pension. I came because I genuinely wanted to help protect Americans, uphold the Constitution, and serve. And I had an amazing experience at the FBI. I met incredible individuals. We worked very large cases, but we really felt like we were making a difference. And I felt like I was making an impactful difference. You see so many things in this world as an FBI agent. You see a lot of darkness. And sometimes you wonder, am I really making an impact? There is so much evil out there. Can I even put a dent in this? But you look at each individual one by one that you are helping, and you do feel like you're making a difference. It got to the point when I originally joined, we were all, you know I was just focused on stopping criminals and trying to put bad people behind bars. And it seemed that that was the trajectory that the FBI was on. That was the focus. That's what we spoke about all of the time. And it seemed that as the years progressed, and especially in the last couple of years, it's almost as if the priorities and the trajectory of the FBI changed. And I was trying to be patient with the process, right? I started kind of seeing things, and we all did, and we kind of scratched our heads a little bit. But, you know, we kept our heads low. We stayed working on our cases and the different investigations that we were assigned to. But it became so loud that it was hard to keep your head low and just ignore all of the things swirling around you. And that's when I started to look at things, and myself and several of my colleagues from around the country, we all had similar concerns.
So it's funny you say this, because almost everything you say in your column that you put up on FoxNews.com has been told to me by people that I know in the FBI, one that recently retired. The exact same thing. The shifting in recruiting practices, lowering of eligibility requirements, politicizing the FBI. Now, Jim Jordan on the Appropriations Committee is going to have a big investigation into the question of whether the FBI has been politicized and the Department of Justice weaponized. Based on your experience, what you saw, do you believe that's the case?
Right. So, again, I was working on the criminal side of the house, and so I wasn't involved directly on any of these investigations that seem to be of political nature. But it is a large organization, and we all feel the effects of what's going on, regardless of what field office you're in. It all comes from the top, and you see what's going on around the country. So although I may not have been involved in it directly, I was feeling the effects of it. The American citizens who are seeing this unravel before their eyes, they are watching, and it was making it difficult for us, who had nothing to do with this side of the house, to do our jobs, because I'm going out trying to talk to witnesses, you know, recruiting sources, and it was almost like a mistrust, and I was constantly having to say, no, I am not involved in that. Like, I'm a trustworthy FBI agent. Like, I'm just trying to do the right thing. We're trying to fight violent crime or whatever it might be. And it became, like I said in the op-ed, almost exhausting to constantly have to separate myself. You know, friends, family, you know, they'd always be like, what is going on at the FBI? Well, I'm just a field agent in the Miami division. How am I supposed to be held accountable and responsible for what's going on? I have nothing to do with that. But yet I was feeling the consequences of other people's behaviors. I will tell you, the FBI has, you know, we understand things that have happened in the past, certain employees that have been removed from the FBI because of behavior that was not in accordance with the FBI's principles. And the problem is, it takes a long time to regain the trust after that trust has been broken, right? So something that may have happened back in 2016, 2017, it's going to take a lot of time to rebuild the trust of the American people for a small, destructive few employees' mistakes. I can't be held accountable for their mistakes, but yet I was. And it wasn't just one politicization. It seemed that constantly it was one thing after another, you know, and I almost felt like I was buried under something that we had nothing to do with.
Quick break, right back. We'll continue with Nicole Parker, former FBI agent. Why I left the FBI, 800-941-SHAWN. We get to your calls at the bottom of the half hour.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him, and he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
All right, we continue with Nicole Parker, why she left the FBI, the first of what will be dozens of whistleblowers talking about how the FBI has been politicized. Jim Jordan was on my TV show one night talking about these whistleblowers. The very next day, Merrick Garland sent out a, quote, memorandum or reminder that members of the Department of Justice are not allowed to be talking to members of Congress, meaning congressmen and senators. I thought we had whistleblower protection laws. They are describing things that should never happen to this organization. We now know that the FBI was on a weekly basis talking with big tech, warning them that in 2020 that there might be a massive disinformation campaign from some adversary or adversarial country. And it might involve Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. And then lo and behold, the
the Hunter Biden laptop comes out. They had it since 2019. They could have corroborated it. Everything in there is true. And yet they were telling these big tech companies, be wary if you hear anything. And then they literally put their thumb on these big tech companies. And Chris Wray was talking today at the World Economic Forum about partnering with these big tech companies. I'm like, you already are. You paid Twitter $3.5 million. How much did you pay other big tech companies?
Right. And like I said, again, we remember that email that came out. It was, I believe, in August. And, you know, again, I wasn't a whistleblower. I wasn't asked to do anything of that nature, but it was sent to all of us, and we all kind of wondered, that's interesting. But again, there are employees that may not agree with what's going on, but it almost feels like it's bigger than yourself. You don't really feel like you're at the liberty to be able to speak up. They can't speak up because they don't want the target on their back. They don't want to be looked at as a problematic employee. They don't want to be difficult, but they genuinely have concerns about what's going on. And then, they see an email like that, and then they're like, we're given whistleblower training at the Bureau. And so when you take that training, you want to think that protection is there. And so it just became difficult for people that were seeing things to be able to speak up. You know, the FBI is all about being a safe place and, a safe place for us to work as far as, feeling comfortable about who you are and, different.
Well, apparently not.
Identities. But at the same time, those employees, they want to feel safe when they're going to speak up and share their genuine concern.
They did this in 2016. They sent FBI agents to interview Christopher Steele in 2016 in October, early October. They were warned in August of 2016 not to trust the dossier. Christopher Steele, they offered him $1 million to verify it. He couldn't get his $1 million, but then James Comey signed that FISA application that said it was verified, and they used every bit of the dossier as the bulk of information, and nothing happened to him. But I only have about 10 seconds.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is, an FBI agent, you should be operating with the highest level of integrity. Any FBI employee, Americans deserve that you should be operating with the highest level of integrity, regardless of your political persuasion. That is the right thing to do, and that is what Americans deserve.
Well, we really appreciate your bravery, Nicole Parker. You're the first of, I think, what will be many FBI agents talking about this. Thank you for your service, and I think it was very courageous of you to tell the truth. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
800-941-SHAWN, our number. 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, this final half hour on a Friday. Hannity Tonight, studio audience show, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. You may not know this, but there are people all over the world, criminals, and they are targeting American homeowners. And what they are doing is they go search the internet and they look for your home title. Your home title is the document that proves you own your home. And you can find it very easily online. And these thieves will forge your signature on a legal document and claim that you sold them your home. And then they'll go out and take out loans on your home. They disappear. You don't find out till you get a late payment notice or even a foreclosure notice. And you know what? They're getting away with it in massive numbers. It's called Home Title Lock. Now, the way to protect yourself is with HomeTitleLock.com/Sean. I want to offer you a free check of your own home title. In other words, if you go to HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, first verify your home's title is still safely in your name. You register your address, and for free, you'll get a no-obligation home title report. You can put it in your files. It's a $100 value, absolutely free. And this way, you're not going to be a victim of this. A lot of homeowners insurance and some common identity theft programs, they don't protect you on this very thing. Anyway, free, no-obligation home title report for your files, $100 value, for free when you go to HomeTitleLock.com/Sean. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, it's been a crazy week. Let's do a little recap here, and then we'll get to your calls. Here you have Karine Jean-Pierre, literally contradicting herself, twisted up in a pretzel, the mob and the media getting frustrated with her. Everybody knows she's just outright lying or just stalling and not telling us the truth. Then you got the media with their conspiracy theories. Oh, the Republicans probably planted all of this in Joe's lock garage. Remember, Joe said it was always locked, except for all the photos we have of the garage door wide open where you can see the top secret documents. And the media putting that forward. And then Schumer, you know, what a different take from him. Oh, it's not a big deal. And just think back how all these Democrats were like, put Trump in jail. You can't get him in jail soon enough. Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray did the right thing. So here's like our weekly recap of insanity.
But you know how
these documents appear.
To me, if you're missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it's missing.
Does it feel like Oppo research to you? Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
I'm suspicious of the timing of it. I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people.
Thank you. Since so many of our questions have been referred to the DOJ and to the White House counsel's office, I'm sure you can understand that we're in sort of information blackout where DOJ refers us to the special counsel. They're not holding any briefings. White House counsel refers us to DOJ. So if you are not able to talk about this from the podium, would you invite a DOJ official to take our questions here?
To the briefing.
No, you would have to go to the Department of Justice. That is not, this is a legal matter that is currently happening at the Department of Justice. And the president has been very, very clear when it comes to these types of legal matters, when it comes to investigations, he's not going to interfere. He wants to make sure that we give back the independence that the Department of Justice should have when it comes to these types of investigations. So certainly would not be bringing them here. So I would refer you to the Department of Justice. I was just very clear. If you have any questions, I would refer you to the White House Counsel's office.
I'm having a hard time understanding why.
I just said,
questions about
we just,
procedure.
We should, and I just said, and I just said to you, the White House Counsel's office will be able to address that question.
Is President Biden satisfied with the current SOP of handling classified materials here and turning them over to National Archives?
Again, I will refer you to the White House Counsel's office. They are the people who would be able to answer that question about classified information.
So just to be clear, from this point on, are you not going to be taking questions about the classified documents?
I have been very clear over and over again. We are going to be prudent here. We're going to be consistent. This particular matter is being looked at. There's a legal process currently happening at the Department of Justice, and I'm going to refer you to the Department of Justice on any specifics to this particular case, and anything that has to deal with what we're doing here, I would refer you to the White House Counsel's office. And let me remind you, this is not a new process here. We've been doing this for the past 2 years. Anything that is related to a legal process, a legal matter, we refer to the Department of Justice. There's nothing new in our process.
We've all reached out to the Department of Justice. A law enforcement official tells NBC News the Justice Department has not told the White House that it cannot talk about the facts underlying the special counsel investigation into classified documents. So trusting you've received that same information, understanding the desire to be prudent, then why can't you speak about the underlying facts?
We've been very clear when it comes to even underlying facts, when it comes to specifics, when it comes to something that is under the purview, that is that the Department of Justice is looking at, especially legal matters, investigations, we do not comment from here, Peter. That has been consistent.
So
we've been
that,
very
Bauer,
consistent.
Who, Bob Bauer, who represents the president's personal attorney over the weekend, said that one of the reasons why, and Ian Sams, your colleague who speaks on behalf of the special counsel at the White House, spoke to this in some form yesterday, but he said one of the reasons why they shouldn't reveal further details right now was regular ongoing public disclosures also pose the risk that as further information develops, answers provided on this periodic basis may be incomplete. When the White House did release a statement, the president spoke out on January 9th, the risk of incompletion was a function of the White House's decision not to share all the information anew, in fact, because we knew on November 2nd, then the first discovery was made. We knew the second discovery was made on December 20th. So there's a risk of incompletion, but will you concede that it's the White House that has been incomplete in its provision of information when it did choose to speak up publicly on January 9th?
My colleague actually dealt with this question on the call yesterday on the White House Counsel's office.
The same point
as you,
about,
as
the
you,
risk of incompletion.
And I would refer you to the White House Counsel's office.
Senator, I have to say this. You seem much more measured about this
than with the Trump documents, because you call for transparency with the Trump documents. You wanted lawmakers to have access to the documents seized from the former president, his residence in Florida, which it seems like you...
Bottom line is, I said that night, it's premature to comment on what should be done.
And I stick by that.
Yes, for President Trump. That's exactly right.
So you think that your statements are consistent for both?
I sure do.
Classified material, next year Corvette. What were you thinking?
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street. But anyway.
It's in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. But as I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
It just doesn't get any crazier than this, but that's what you come to expect from liberal Democrats. All right, 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Paul is in West Virginia. Hey, Paul, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
I'm doing great, Sean. It's great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
You just did it again. You know, every time you do one of those recaps, we got I'm one of these guys driving home listening to the radio, and we yell at the radio, but nothing's ever going to happen. That happens. Well, it happens a lot listening to you, and actually that's kind of a good thing.
Well, listen, so, yes and no. Do I think anything's going to happen on the document issue? No. We know, no. Look, if Hillary Clinton got away with everything she did, including deleting with Bleachbit 33,000 emails and beating up hammers and beating up Blackberries and iPhones with hammers and removing SIM cards, and then she had more top secret classified information than anybody on her many servers that she shouldn't have had. It's the double standard is so glaring with the raid on Mar-a-Lago that I think that even Merrick Garland, I think they're scared. The timing couldn't be worse for them because Jim Jordan is going to be all over this in the Appropriations Committee. Here's where the Bidens have their greatest vulnerability. Follow the money. Look at China. Hunter Biden's $100,000 shopping spree with a Chinese national. Look at the Penn Biden Center. 67 million of that 67, 47.7 came in just as Joe left the White House and was setting up shop at UPenn. And then, by the way, another 14 million came in even after that. And then professors at UPenn write a letter to Merrick Garland to stop the investigation of espionage by the Chinese against us. And he did it. Then you can add the other money, the $1.5 billion deal Bank of China. Then you can add the $5 million no interest forgivable loan. Wouldn't you like that, by the way, Paul? Would you, if I gave you a $5 million no interest forgivable loan, what would you consider that?
Yes, I would. I would consider that for sure. Sounds would like you, a good deal to me.
And would you pay me back, or would you say, well, it's forgivable, so I don't need to pay you back?
Well, I'm in the real world, and I would probably make an honest effort, but I don't think I could afford a $5 million loan. So,
well, but if it's forgivable, it kind of there's a message there, isn't it? Isn't forgivable mean don't worry about it? Here's $5 million.
There is, for people who don't have any sense of standards in their lives, I guess.
Yeah, would that be the whole Biden family? Now, we're only talking about China. What about Russia? What about Kazakhstan? What about, well, you know, Ukraine? You got my point. That's where they're most vulnerable.
Yeah, most, you know, the population in the United States, I believe it's right at 50 or 60% are under 40 years old now, and they have no clue really as to what China or Russia is even about. They don't know what communism means, and on the most part, I think some of these young folks even would prefer it over what we've got going on here. I see it every day, and I know you see it more than I do.
Listen, I am telling you, you're absolutely right.
That's sad. That's pretty sad. You know, I called because I don't. You don't do it. You point things out to people for a reason. I'm pretty sure this is the reason is for people to get involved. And we've got a lot of different things that we can do. We can call our representatives, mainly for therapy. I write letters to the newspapers and I get about 10 a year in the paper. And man, that's some great therapy there. But I think the most important thing people can do is to teach their kids what reality really is.
Hardest job in the world is being a parent, my friend.
Shoot, yeah.
Appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN. You know, I naively thought I'd send my kids to college and my job was done. No. I couldn't have been more wrong in my life than to actually believe that. Because unlike my parents, I was a helicopter parent. I grew up. You weren't a helicopter parent. I was with my kids. I had eyes on them at all
times.
That's
different. That's not a helicopter parent.
It's absolutely a helicopter parent.
No, you were an engaged parent. Parenting is supposed to be involved, engaged, paying attention.
I would get off the school bus, get on my bicycle, and my parents had no clue where I was.
That's different. That was a time in this country when you could actually live your life and go outside and not be afraid that your kid would be raped, mutilated, abducted, hurt, sold fentanyl drugs. I mean, it just was a different time. So it really was.
Listen, I've told my kids, I said, and they listen to the stories about me as a kid, and they're like, why didn't you let us do stuff like that? And I'm like, because times have changed. And listen, it all worked out, but it's just different. I thought, you know, I was independent since I was 10. My parents, when I'm 12 years old and washing dishes till 2-3 in the morning and coming home on my bicycle, which is what I did, and when I'm cooking and I'm attending bar and last call is 4 o'clock and I'd leave the bar at 4:30 and then I'd go to the diner and it's, you know, the sun's up by the time I get home, it was a very different life. My parents never said, where were you? What were you doing? You know, they would see, usually my father would see a big pile of wad of cash. It would either be on my bed or in my pocket. And he'd end up taking 3/4 of it, putting it in a bank account
for
me.
Very smart. Good dad.
And I ended up using that money. That was my money for the college that I had. And I used all of it for that.
But how many parents are not engaged now? Look at the parents of today. They're totally checked out.
But my parents had no clue where I was.
It's a different checked out. Your parents were working. These parents are on Facebook. It's completely different.
I don't know about...
That's a problem.
I can't even imagine my parents on Facebook.
I mean, seriously, you know what I'm saying?
I can't even imagine it.
I love the generation of people saying, I don't know how to work this damn phone. That's the people I want to hang out with. Listen, I'll tell you that right now.
Listen, I have some regrets that I didn't appreciate who they were and how hard their lives were.
100%.
I didn't know.
Let me tell you something.
Immature.
The people of today could never do what the people that went through the storm, the beaches of Normandy and fought for us in World War II, forget about it.
No, there are many of us that can.
Oh, there are.
There are many.
But there are a lot of us that can't because they're lazy and they're leaning on the government.
There's a lot of snowflakes out there.
I forget about it. Yeah. It's a freaking blizzard.
800-941-SHAWN. Hey, I've been telling you, if you believe in the sanctity of life, this is a great organization I want to tell you about. And they use the science of ultrasound to save babies from abortion. And by the way, they don't get a penny from the federal government. It's only because of your generous donations that they're able to do this. You know, abortions now continue to rise at an alarming rate. The abortion pill accounting for, what, over 50% of all abortions. It's getting harder. So anyway, they use science. Ultrasound is so much different. Linda, you know, with Liam, I was assuming you probably had 4D. Imaging.
I sure did. The last one looked like he was waving to me.
Yeah, I mean, you could see their fingers and their toes and their face. By the way, very early in pregnancy, you see a lot of detail
you
never saw before.
Heartbeat at 6 weeks.
So preborn, they give these ultrasounds for free to expecting mothers or people that have unplanned pregnancies. And what they've discovered is once people see the child growing inside them, hear that heartbeat, they're twice as likely to choose life. Now, preborn offers a ton of other services, counseling, diapers, baby formula, baby clothes, full assistance, up to 2 years, whatever you need, they're going to help you. An ultrasound is $28. They can only give them because of your generous donations. They don't get a penny from the government. And if you want to help this great cause, and I'm going to be helping them, dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or you can donate securely online at preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean. Every gift tax deductible, 100% of your donation goes to saving babies. Preborn.com/Sean.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.